What is up, everyone? Welcome to episode 8 of the Next Level Staff Podcast.
It's 8.
We made it to the Ocho.
The Ocho.
Yes.
And speaking of the Ocho, today is our ESPN, the Ocho Day, where we talk about all the sports no one cares about, like baseball.
Did you know that if you turn the number 8 sideways, it's the infinity symbol?
It is. And baseball is infinite. Illuminati. The season is infinite. The boringness is infinite. It goes on.
It does seem that way. And ever. 162 games.
At least if you're going to rip off cricket like they did with baseball, at least they dropped the five-day thing. Because cricket is like 5 days long. You could have a test cricket match that is 5 days long.
I still don't understand that game.
No, they don't understand it. The people playing it don't understand it.
Like the guy just stays up to bat forever. I don't get it. You just keep hitting the ball.
It might make more sense than baseball.
I don't know. I tell you who was hitting it last night. Good golly, the
Cardinals.
Oh man, I'm a Braves fan. You know, grew up in Atlanta and all that.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
I didn't grow up in Atlanta. But.
Everybody in this Charlotte area is like. That's your team back in the day.
By default.
Yeah.
Because you can't go north. You can't go north for a team. You have to go south.
That's true. That is true. But so, like, I was going to pick up my son who was on his way home from NC State. They have the lamest fall break ever. We get Thursday and Friday for fall break. I'm like, that's not a break. It's like a long weekend.
It's like a real world break.
I guess so.
It's like you get Labor Day and you'll be back to work the next day.
Yeah, so I had to drive up to meet him in Kannapolis, and one of the guys from church calls me. It's like 10 minutes after the game was supposed to begin.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd had a discussion. I said, hey, before going in, you know, I feel pretty good about this. If the Braves starting pitching, you know, which generally holds up pretty good, I said, what I don't feel good is if the relief pitching has to come in. If relief's got to come in, then it could be all over.
Well, so, the relief was in the first inning.
So he calls me. I thought he was joking with me. He's like, there's one out. It's the top of the first, and it's 9-0.
Oh,
my gosh.
So literally, like,
they got
I get home.
Spanked.
And this will tell you, one, my potential problem with technology, to my lack of commitment to baseball. So this was my plan. I got home. I had a little bit of time.
You got to be for 162 games.
Before I had to come back to the church for the leadership group. So I get home just a little before 5. I had dropped my kids off at their. They had a longer theater rehearsal. So I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I got Sling on my phone. I'm going to play a video game, and I'll have the Braves game on my phone beside me, like sitting in the chair. So I turn it on. That is the like shortest amount of time a game has ever lasted on my phone. Because literally,
you see the score and turn it off.
Well, no, I mean I was there from the first pitch, and my phone was on for about 5 minutes, and it was like 4-0. And so I just like I didn't even make it to 10-0. It was 4-0 in the first inning, and I had already turned the phone off and moved on with life. Like, yep. Well, that was an interesting experience. Never mind.
10-0 going into the bottom of the first.
What did it finish?
13-1.
13-1.
They mounted a valiant comeback. Yeah. They single home run in the third or fourth inning.
I mean, just all the life had to go out of them. I mean, if you're on that field and 10 runs have scored, it's kind of like, can I just go to my dinner reservation?
One guy should have just acted like he hit a grand slam or something. Just been like, freaking, like he won the game.
Josh Donaldson.
Just like high-fiving everybody. Like, they're like heads are down. He's like,
Let's go.
Signing autographs.
Yeah. And Brian McCann retired after the game.
Yes.
Like, yep, I'm done.
I
on the losing team? I don't know.
On the
Braves. On the Braves team.
Yeah.
He's the catcher. He's a long-time catcher.
Once there's no more like Javi Lopez and Chipper Jones,
you're going way back.
I don't have anything past that.
Well, like, Brian McCann was not much past that.
Yeah.
Actually, he's been around since then.
Oh, wow.
And then he moved around from the Braves. He went to the Yankees. He played for some other teams, and he came back to the Braves.
I just like my all my knowledge is like David Justice plays center field.
1991. We're going back before you were born.
That's what I remember.
Well, yeah. Dave Justice, Game 6, 95 World Series.
Oh,
and he was married to Halle Berry for a little bit, for a brief stint.
Yeah, as a Braves fan, you're still living in 95.
Yeah, that's what we're still holding on to.
Man, Greg Maddux, have you guys seen him lately? He's been chucking some fastballs.
So you looking back?
I'm just kidding. I haven't seen him. I'm just like, living in the past.
You know, the thing that upset me, not upset me or whatever, but mildly, Greg Maddux went into the Hall of Fame, but he didn't pick. He only played for the Cubs and the Braves. And he is in the Hall of Fame with no logo on his hat. Mm. There's no Cubs. There's no Braves. I would have thought he would have gone with the Braves because he won a World Series. But
he's just Greg.
He's in there as his own with no jersey, no logo on his hat.
He's always an interesting guy. I feel like he'd like put on his glasses after the match and just like go back into his like work. Just like he'd read a book or something. Because
he looks like that X-Men character that turns into the Beast. Like before he's Beast with the glasses, it's Greg Maddux. Yeah. And then he turns into the Beast.
I don't know. Like on the mound, he didn't really look like a Beast either.
I mean, but the way he pitched,
he was a killer pitcher.
The way he played.
Oh, yeah. Man. Because he didn't pitcher. Have speed. What he had was he had movement and placement. Yeah. I mean, he could place that thing.
The corners,
just consistent. And I feel like a lot of those guys were like, the Braves pitchers back then, they'd always talk about like consistency. Yeah. Like, I mean, they had a stack. Think of all those big names they had at one point. Their pitching team is just filled.
Believe me, I was just talking about that during the game yesterday. I was like, where's Glavin and Smoltz?
Where was Fultonevich? What is this crap?
Yeah, Glavin, Smoltz, Maddux, Steve Avery even, who doesn't get missed. You know, man, can we have them back? But, so
I missed the crime dog. Mm-hmm. Fred McGriff.
God, I haven't heard that in forever. Man. So many of these names you're saying are just like opening memories up.
Look, man, I was
going way back.
Yes. That was my time. Mark Lemke
and Gant.
Sid Bream.
I remember Gant and Sid Bream.
Frank Thomas had a baseball game for a little
Jeff
while.
Jeff Blauser, is that right?
Yes, Jeff Blauser. Yep.
I'm like, I can get
you
back
know
in
your
there,
Braves
man.
Players from the 90s, man.
I can.
This is all pre-steroid race, too.
Gary Pendleton holding down third base.
Yeah, TP. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man, you're going way back.
Baseball died for me when they put Chipper Jones in the outfield. That's when I quit watching baseball.
I know. That was sad.
He can still hit the baseball.
The cool thing about Chipper, though, really rare that it happens. You know, he comes into the organization, he only plays for the Braves and retires as a Brave. That's
and now
cool.
Rides an ATV around suburban Atlanta, just shooting deer. He's just like, this is live now.
Yes. Well, he is what from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah,
kind of like
Florida Georgia Line,
the redneck capital of the South down there.
He's from the part of Florida that's still the South.
Yes,
there's a little bit down there.
We can't figure if it's North Florida or South Georgia. It's one of those is right on the line. It's more north. It's more South Georgia than North Florida is what it is.
Wherever it is, you don't belong there. Where is this? You don't belong here. Get
exactly.
out.
It'll be where all the rednecks gather for the Georgia-Florida game.
Oh, man.
Oh, it is the largest redneck cocktail party.
I have a friend that like is from that area. I pick on him so hard about it. He just moved back to St. Simon's Island, though, which is really nice.
It is. Comparatively, yes.
Yeah, but now he's like a good old boy fisherman like trying to live his life on a boat in St. Simon's Island. And I'm like, all right, dude.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah, hey, that
I met the director for that music video one time, by the way. It just popped up in my time hop like 10 years ago. Michelle and I were extras in a Need to Breathe video, and that guy that directed that video was there. I just saw it yesterday. It's funny that you mentioned that.
You were an extra in a Need to Breathe video?
Yeah.
Really?
We can talk about that later then.
I was an extra in the monumental film Carrie 2.
Oh. Seriously?
Yes.
Did you drop it?
Because it was filmed on the campus of North Gaston High School.
Mm, no.
In case you did not know.
Because that is just one living nightmare to go to school.
Did you go to North Gaston?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How have we not covered this?
Look.
Come on.
Just keep in mind that, like, other than South Point, there's a bunch of Gaston schools, and I don't keep up with North, South, East, and West.
We're
like,
better than all of them. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's North Gaston, East Gaston.
Yeah, I knew that there were multiple angles of Gaston, or directions, but I just...
Whatever.
I feel like I'm playing an extra in my own life. Yeah. That's about it. Okay. I've never been in anything exciting.
Weird flex, but okay.
This church movement is exciting. trying to keep the joy in this room.
Trying to keep it there. All right, so baseball is kind of done. I mean, surprising that the Nationals beat the Dodgers, which the Braves, this is so frustrating. The Braves have owned the Nationals.
Yeah, totally.
The Nationals,
the path to the World Series was there.
It was
there.
Were
they another team? Did they change their name?
Yeah, they used to be the Expos, Montreal Expos.
Oh, the Expos are going. I'm learning all this stuff. I thought that was a cool
name.
Welcome to
the 2000s. It's a new millennium.
That was the cool thing about baseball is that you had Canadian teams.
Yeah, they've been gone for 15 or 20 years. Yeah,
Toronto's still there.
But Montreal left. They're in D.C., so they're the Nationals. Yeah, and it looks like
Canada for the nation's capital.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, it could be that Houston gets upset tonight. That would be shocking if Tampa Bay takes out Houston. But Houston, best record in baseball, just so you know. Yeah. And they've taken them to a game five.
Yeah. Dodgers, best record in the National League, they're gone.
They're out. Braves, second best record, they're out.
The path was there.
It was.
You know what I do like about baseball?
Could have been so much.
Is they got some cool street clothes. Like baseball jerseys look real cool. Like, and
they do. They look better than football ones because they have the button up the front. Yeah.
And I want some, but I don't want people to harass me about the team that's on it because I don't care about the team. Like, I really want a Mets jersey. I just think they look awesome. I don't care about the Mets. I just love the way that it looks.
We can't be friends if you wear a Mets jersey.
I just like the way it looks.
Even if he actually doesn't support the team?
I don't care.
I got a Cubs hat and no one ever says anything about it.
Well, because it's the Cubs.
They're harmless.
Generally, they pop up about once every 100 years and they're decent.
We named our team after the child of a fierce animal.
They're not really a bear.
We're a baby version of something that's pretty tough.
They're just a cub. Yeah, but like baseball, you have a baseball hat.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk around wearing a football helmet. You wear a baseball hat, like Brad is wearing a baseball hat right now. But you got the flat bill thing going. I don't understand the flat bill.
I like flat bill hats because, generally speaking, flat bill hats are deeper, and I have a big head.
Yeah, they're good if you have a bigger head, for sure.
So flat bill hats work better on my big old noggin.
I got a pretty big head, too.
There's too many of them, like, generic kind of
It's because
ball
that
caps,
thing is like...
Like, sit high on my head, and it just... It yeah, makes
I hate
my
that too.
Head
I,
look large.
I like the lower like, profile hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't like flat bill. I like the curve. Not as much as I curved it when I was in middle school hanging out. I grew up a little bit in the country. Oh, man. I would wrap that thing like a duck bill.
Dude, you got to go dad hat, the shallowest hats. Oh, the God. Ones with
just,
like the loop through,
sit on the cap.
The tighten. It's like, you know what I mean? You have to like put it through the little clasp and tighten it, and it like tucks in there. It's not like a clip thing.
That's a dad hat?
Yeah, the dad hat.
I'm sad. I actually own a couple of those.
Oh, I got one. Don't worry. It's cool. It's ironically cool, but yeah.
I didn't know it was a dad hat.
I got a jean one I got from Crossroads this summer.
So
worked hard at it.
Oh, yeah. Did you get any free swag from the Crossroad camp?
Oh, yeah. I get loads of swag.
Okay. Like if you're playing there, you should get some free swag out of it.
My source for the flat bill cap.
The Crossroads.
I usually get a new one each year.
Wait to the Crossroads.
They didn't have a new one this year.
Yeah, they give me a couple of merch things. I usually walk out with a couple of merch things. But
that makes
year,
it sound like you're stealing.
Yeah, I just walk out with them. I just
walk out.
I guess I'm allowed to have them.
Sorry, Clayton King.
No one told me no.
Just walked out.
Yeah. No one told me no.
Wait, I think in this society we've learned that just because you weren't told no doesn't mean yes.
Well, I don't know. I think we're told that.
I wanted to go to camp this year. Well, no, I didn't. But if I would have wanted to go to camp this year,
oh God,
I wanted to go just so I could act important and get backstage because you were in
you
the band.
Done it.
I was like, hey, I'm heading in the back.
I pulled a big move there the last day. big move by like, you guys want to walk up these stairs?
I mean, was moving mountains, this guy.
Hey, nobody else was nobody else's student group was up on stage.
That's right.
Oh, did our guys get up on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, heck,
I let the band go around and meet everybody. Our band got to come up and meet the guys playing in the Crossroad bands and check out their gear and ask questions. And
there you go. If we're going to show, we got to be cool. Got to be cool.
That's right.
I was just going to walk in the back. Sup, Clayton? My name's Clay.
Dude, I could have got you lunch.
Little Clay. You would have been like,
actually, my name is Clayton. Clayton. Yeah. Sup, Clayton.
He's pretty tall, though. He's like,
he's not that tall. I mean,
you're tall.
Compared to me, everybody's tall.
He's probably right between.
You know what I used to get at Crossroads? I got last year. They didn't do this year. I was kind of disappointed. Is the band used to get every week, we would get like 4 vouchers for Quick Trip for like a free drink, like little ticket. So you get like 20 free drinks.
What?
Yeah.
That's such an odd. Here's a voucher for a Quick Trip.
Right? Well, you know, I think being a big church
kind of
connected in a small town like that, they're just well connected with all the businesses, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're like the biggest business in
that town.
Thanks
for visiting. Have a free beverage.
Free beverage at Quick Trip.
Hey, I used it. I get the little time before service, man. Go there and get a big gulp.
Although if there's any Quick Trip managers listening, you know, we'll take some free coupons here. There's one in Indian Trail.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do a partnership deal. We'll mention your Quick Trip on this podcast if you give us
a big gulp. We are open to sponsorship.
Yeah, we will use our platform
for personal gain.
Hey, if we're gonna do that, we need to talk to counterculture because
we need some of that coffee.
Well, they're definitely not listening to this podcast, but
it would be nice. We're actually, if they are listening, we are drinking some of your coffee right now. It is excellent.
Yeah. That noise was me pouring another cup.
Is powered by counterculture.
Powered by counterculture coffee and Brad's new carafe. That he got for the staff.
Actually, Clay got it.
And Brad knows stuff about it.
That's right. I drink coffee and I know things.
Yes, this is true.
I just hold out my cup.
I don't remember which flavor this is. There's one that I don't like. It's the one that's left in there.
Yes, we figured this out. The purple bag. You don't like the green bag, you do. And I'm with you.
What's the purple one?
It has some citrus to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little too bright.
I don't like when people try too hard on stuff like that.
For me, like the brighter citrusy coffees have got to be really hot for me to enjoy that. There's something about when that kind of coffee gets like lukewarm and that citrus flavor becomes kind
of... Dude, speaking of shameless plugs, but Hex Coffee makes a really good bright coffee.
Do they?
In South End. So if you guys are
ever down there. Hex Coffee has a lovely presentation to their coffee.
Oh, they have a great presentation.
I feel like I'm pretty important when I drink coffee.
And they're about to relaunch. They're doing like new stuff to the inside. They're about to they're regutting that room and everything. It's going to be even better.
I'm hearing a field trip coming.
Oh, a definite field trip.
So Clay, have you ever gotten in some restaurants they call it like a Cortino of wine, so they bring you, it's like a glass of wine, but you've got like a little carafe. It's like a glass and a half kind of thing. That's kind of the way they serve. If you get just coffee, that's basically the way they serve it. They have like this little carafe. So you get your cup on a saucer with this like carafe of coffee. It feels super fancy.
And they use an espresso, like a really expensive espresso machine to like do all their coffee for the most part. Well, they do some pour and some other stuff, but they do like a coffee shot.
Yeah, I think they
do
pour over for the...
They have like a programmed setting or something on their espresso that makes it more like a pressure coffee. Or something. I don't know. They know more than I know.
It's good.
And the other half's a bottle shop, so it's kind of a 2-for-1 special.
Oh, is this the one that's Good Bottles on the
other
side?
Yeah, they're on the other half, but they're about to change their name, I think, too. They're rebuilding.
Better Bottle?
Best Bottle.
Best Bottle.
No, you got to save that. That's
for
the
next one.
I know the name. I can't say it yet, especially on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
They haven't launched yet.
Got that non-disclosure agreement.
Got that non-disclosure.
Got it. Yeah. Mike knows things, guys.
I know.
I'd love to have an espresso machine in here. That'd be nice. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have a small one at home. I like it.
So speaking of sponsorships, if you are a purveyor of fine espresso machines,
we
are also open to...
You can keep this thing going.
Sponsorship.
Yeah. It might not make it to the cafe for the Sunday morning crowd to try, but
unless it's a big commercial one, we'll do that. But
we are open
small
to conversation.
Home. Yeah, yeah. We'll open small home device. We'll just store in here where we do podcasts. It works. That won't be noisy at all.
I love how the baseball episode turned into the coffee shameless plug
episode. Well, we just end up talking about what we really like, ourselves and coffee.
Because, I mean, what are we going to talk about baseball now?
I mean,
my team's out. I'm done. I don't even care to watch the World Series.
It's now time to root against the Yankees.
My fear was it was going to be Yankees-Dodgers. Like, yeah. Is it seriously going to be Yankees Dodgers? That's like a
nope. It's
going to
be
scenario.
Yankees against a subpar National League team.
How far are we into this season? So,
it's the National League Championship Series is,
which means we're almost down to the final four teams. There's one series.
Yeah, so it's either going to be the Cardinals. God, I hate the Cardinals and the Nationals. Or so it's definitely one of those. And then on the American League side, it's the Yankees, and they're going to play the winner of whoever wins tonight, which is Houston and Tampa Bay. So by the time you're listening to this podcast, you will have already known. Yeah. We just don't know right now what's going to happen with that.
Does that make our listeners smarter than we are?
Yeah, it does.
They're in the future.
They'll be smarter.
They're in the future.
2 weeks.
Wow.
So speaking of disappointments in sports.
Speaking of disappointing Atlanta teams.
Yes. My Falcons are a dumpster fire this season. They don't know how to play hand egg.
Even I heard about this.
They're just terrible. You know, here's the thing. They have, I would say unarguably, but you could argue, they have arguably the best offensive players in all of the NFL. I mean,
in
certainly
all the land.
Collective. Now, there's probably, you know, there's definitely a better quarterback than Matt Ryan, blah, blah, blah. But when you put together Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Sanu, and Freeman, you're like, man, why are we not winning? Well, I can tell you by reading all the Atlanta news where it's falling, and that is square on the head coach, who ironically took over being the defensive coordinator. He fired the defensive coordinator last year, and then he took over being the defensive coordinator, and we've given up more points.
It always seems like failure when you're like, oh, I'm going to undelegate all these jobs. Like, you're definitely going to be bad. I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of which, did you guys see that Instagram post, or also did on Facebook?
Right,
Facebook
hold post on, guys. You got to wait 5 seconds. Clay's got to get his phone out. While Clay's searching.
No. I was asking you.
I will tell you.
I was asking you guys if you saw my, because it's so funny, because it's around the Braves and the Falcons, the meme that, that's there.
Oh, it's that Scooby-Doo unmasking.
It's the Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Braves, let's see who's really under there.
And then
it's the Falcons.
And he pulls the mask off the guy. Yeah, so he pulls the mask off, and he's actually a Falcon. Yeah, like, it's just not a good time. In my alma mater, Georgia Tech, oh, my God.
Whew.
They've lost a Citadel. They've lost a Temple.
Do they even have a football team?
They apparently do not right now. And we got rid of our coach. We hired this new coach. We hired Temple's coach. And then Temple comes in and beats us.
Like, he got Atlanta United. Apparently, they're good. I've never watched the MLS.
They're supposedly really good.
It's time to jump. It's time to jump.
I can't.
You got to jump
over.
That'll
make America switch over sports when their teams are just bad. They start just, I'll watch soccer
now.
Well, here's the thing. As soon as I start rooting for the Atlanta United, they're going to be a dumpster fire. Yeah. They're just going to be terrible. So I'm thinking of rooting for the Panthers now.
Well, just in case you guys were wondering, Appalachian State stayed undefeated. They're now 5-0. The game they were actually not favored in.
The Louisiana game.
Yes, the Raging Cajuns that they went and played last night, they won by 10. They won 17-7. So this team, this Louisiana team that's been putting up tremendous amounts of points, we held them to 7. So App State still.
Well, Chelsea won 4-1 the other day, and it was nice. We haven't
4
been
goals,
much.
That's like, I mean, that's a
that's
lot.
It's like normal. Come on, get with it. But we have an American player now on Chelsea's team that's like,
oh my gosh, there's
he's
an
one
American
of the,
that's good enough
an
to
American
play
broke
there?
Into the league. Can
oh
you
my
really
gosh.
But that's he impressive. Is one of the best like American national players, and he's hasn't made like is it about 5-6 games
his
in the
name?
Season
cuz I promised to
Pulisic.
Yep, nope.
but he
still have no idea who that is.
He hasn't
that
made
doesn't
the,
sound American.
He hasn't either. Made the team. Like he keeps like not making the bench like for the first like 4
wait,
games.
Explain this.
So you have like 30 players on the roster, but then you have to pick like, you know, 15 players or whatever to field.
That actually dress.
Yeah,
so
that
you
could
can
be
keep 15 people on the roster that aren't.
Right. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the number is. It's something like 15.
So basically, he can walk around Chelsea with a jersey on
and get paid.
and not play.
Not always.
That sounds like not a bad deal.
I mean, they have it too in football. Football does the same thing. I mean, they have guys that don't make the team.
It's called the practice squad.
Yeah.
They actually practice. Well,
you have to pick like your 25 players that you're going to do a tournament with. So it's like, these are the ones I might potentially use. And each game you might pick like, you know, 15 of them to dress for, because you can only use 3 substitutes. But anyway, he finally played the other day and he did pretty good.
Oh, well, there you go. An American did okay.
Yeah, he did all right.
Hey, way to go. I feel like mediocrity.
He is a Polish American, but he grew up in America.
See, that's it.
Yeah. But everybody is.
European blood.
Everybody is in America is a something American.
Yeah, the problem is those of us who've been here for a while can't play soccer. It's just, you need fresh European blood.
Yeah.
Not like 6 generations.
Not this McDonald's blood.
That's the thing.
Well, the way my luck's been running in American football, maybe I should be a soccer fan. It's like every team I root for just stinks.
Come to the dark side.
Yeah. Well, I am now rooting
for cookies.
My wife's from Wisconsin. She's a Packers fan. So I am rooting for the Packers.
Uh-oh.
And they did beat Dallas, despite the fact that I was cheering for them.
I knew that they played each other because Ellen DeGeneres was on the news.
That's the only reason.
That's the only reason I can.
You know, I saw the flash of that, and my thought was, wow, that's going to create some controversy. And of course it did. But I love her reply.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's gone viral because I think it's true. Like, just because we disagree, why can we not be a friend? Why can we not sit in the booth and watch a game or go grab a beer or
And what would have been accomplished if she had just been like, nope, and made a scene and like, I mean.
Exactly. I think it seemingly, many of us, I can't even say it's a majority, many of us in the United States, we kind of feel that way now. We're kind of, I'm tired of the polarization. Even if I don't agree with you, can we get along? And maybe in getting along, that means compromise. And that's just such a bad word.
Especially for a one.
But you know, I think our nation needs some healing, really. Like, how much we can't stand being any more polarized than we are.
I think understanding is something that we haven't been pursuing. We haven't been pursuing like empathy or anything outside of our own bubbles. You know, you're like, here's what I think, and here's, you know, a lot of people are like that. And it's just like, man, what if I just thought about your position for a second, or I, you know, left my little comfort bubble for just a split second and, you know, reached out and tried to offer somebody something other than this wall of anger and frustration or whatever.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who seem to believe that they are the czar of right.
Mm.
And it's, you know, getting to this place of realizing, okay, I mean, I have some thoughts, I have some opinions, but I don't believe that I have cornered the market on truth and right and correct. And
I think I'm going to change my Instagram bio to that, by the way. The czar of right.
Well, I think most of the people that I see, they don't even have their own opinion. You know, the ones that I'm reading, it's either they're watching way too much MSNBC or way too much Fox, one or the other.
Yeah.
And like, and so all they do is spit out the viewpoint that whatever news outlet is their thing.
It's a retweet culture.
I'm like, are you really thinking? Like, man, there's just not much thinking that's going on.
Yeah.
But we don't want to turn this into a political podcast.
Thinking is overrated. Let's get back to things that don't matter. So football.
gosh. Yeah. Football. My season just doesn't matter.
The Panthers have won some games.
That is That's surprising cool. to me. I mean, yeah, with Cam going down, I really figured you guys would be the dumpster fire, not us. No,
you guys still have your starting quarterback, and
we
still
stink.
Suck.
Yeah, I know. And what's worse than that is Jameis Winston playing well down in Tampa Bay, man. Like, we're even below that.
Yeah, I hope we can deal with Jameis. By the time this podcast comes out, we'll have that result. You guys will know.
Hey, what is scary is that New Orleans keeps winning without Drew Brees.
Yeah.
If you're in the NFC South, that's what you need to be worried about.
So it sounds like you guys need to, like, you know, maybe consider picking up Teddy Bridgewater when Drew Brees comes back. You know?
We don't have a quarterback problem.
I forgot. You said you guys have the best conglomerate of offensive players pretty much in the entire league, and yet somehow you can't win games.
I still stand by that. I think that
totally
our quarterback, wide receiver.
I don't blame you. It's a completely logical position to hold.
Well, you know, and the problem is, if you have Julio Jones, and you only put Julio Jones on the field 70% of the time, I think that's a problem. You know, when
maybe
you look around,
you value Julio Jones's health.
I value points. I want to see some points scored is what I want to see.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
I mean, it's just...
can't blame you.
Anyway, it's just gigantic. I mean, if you're a Panthers fan, it's a complete surprise. And I just wonder what happens when Cam gets healthy.
Well, I think that's really the question. If Cam gets healthy, Cam's a way better quarterback than Kyle Allen. People have gotten – here's the crazy thing that's happened with this whole Kyle Allen thing. People get – much like in politics, in sports, people get passionate about things and don't actually pay attention to facts. People are making Kyle Allen to be this great quarterback because his turnovers have been fumbles instead of interceptions. So he's fumbled the ball 6 times in 3 games. If he had thrown 6 picks, nobody would be nearly as excited about him. But the reality is he's turned the ball over.
Well, I would say this.
And so he's been a decent quarterback.
Forget everything.
Way better.
You take Christian McCaffrey off the Panthers offense, and they are a dumpster fire.
Oh yeah,
it's just there's nothing that's there.
Yeah. Cam.
I think arguably the Panthers really are 2 players, and then they're 2 amazing players. Christian McCaffrey, most certainly. You know, you got Greg Olsen at tight end, but Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he's been pretty much absent. He's caught like 2 balls less total in the last 2 games.
And then you go on the defensive side, and you have Luke. And really, the Panthers come down to those 2 guys.
Yeah, and I think what we've seen this year is the defense got a lot of help in that we got some pass rush. We got some guys on the front line that can actually rush the quarterback. That makes life easier for linebackers and secondary and all that stuff, so our defense has looked way better.
Well, we paid a lot of money in Atlanta to have that, but no. I seriously, I think Butler High School could roll down to Atlanta and probably put 38 points up on them. It's
not that bad. Come on.
It's bad. It's bad.
You're not Miami. Hey.
We're close. Everybody, you know, I saw an article that says Atlanta Falcons have now become everyone's second bye week.
It's so funny. Every time you guys say Miami, the only thing I can think about is Ace Ventura. Every time you guys say it, I'm just like, I just want to watch Ace Ventura.
Like, oh, my pet detective.
Because you could say Miami, wow. And the only thing I can equate to Miami is Dan Marino, and then the only thing I can equate to Dan Marino is Ace Ventura. So I'm just like, man, I really want to watch Ace Ventura.
Did you watch Burn Notice? Burn Notice is in Miami.
No.
Oh, it's been out for a long time, but you can get the complete season on Hulu.
See, you talk about associations. I just had this conversation with students the other day. Somebody mentioned Jack Black, and my head immediately, when I hear about Jack Black, immediately goes to Anchorman, which he's only cameos in. He's in the movie for all of like
in the fight scene?
30 seconds, but he drop kicks Baxter off a bridge.
The first one. Gosh, I forgot that was him. Yeah, he does the punt. He like punts
he
the
punts
dog.
Baxter.
He's the motorcycle guy. Yeah. He gets like run over. Yeah.
He's like, that's how I roll. Like, that's what I remember of Jack Black.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Not any of the movies he's actually like started. Yeah. Just that
not
one that
Kung
he cameoed.
Fu Panda or
he's
anything.
Had. Yeah, whole complete movies.
Exactly. I remember him for the one that he cameoed in for 30 seconds. That's what jumps into my mind.
Okay,
sorry, School of Rock.
Yeah. So we're going to move. Speaking of like the Braves losing and the Falcons thing, things that stress me, thinking about stressful stuff. Fall, thinking about fall.
Fall stresses me out.
No, what I want to ask, like, what are the kind of things that fall, when you think about, is a de-stressor for you? Is there anything that you go, oh man, it's fall, I just really want to be able to chill out and do this?
I think the first thing is the literal chill.
Yeah.
Is the first, like, okay, I feel a little bit better. Like,
Yes,
I'm
can
not
go outside.
Losing a liter of water to go to my car, like in the parking lot every day.
Yeah, that was great last weekend, mm-hmm. and what a surprise! It was, you know, nice. You know, Saturday, I was at my daughter's softball game, and
did you have the tent or the?
I didn't need the tent, and
I
didn't need the umbrella. I didn't need the tent because it was cloudy. Yeah. And actually, we were up in Hickory, and it was kind of misting and cold. Yeah. Like, I needed a jacket. Like, there that. What a change, because it was like 100 degrees 3 days before.
Man. Yeah, if you guys have, by now you've probably seen it. You might have seen some more. But the first promo we put out for our kickball event with the students, man, Brad and I went to go shoot that somewhere around the first week of October. And it was wild. We were just dripping with sweat out there. My phone, I shot some of it on my phone, and it was, we were out there like 5 minutes, and it was like, your phone is too hot. Please turn it off.
I actually lost 7 pounds.
Just shooting the video?
Yeah, it was crazy. Never lost that much weight in an hour.
Probably left 7 pounds of flesh on the hot dirt. You kind of fell over into it.
That's the thing. Unfortunately, some of that footage is lost forever. You didn't see all of the falling that I did.
Yeah.
You only saw one.
I saw the one fall. Yes. So there were numerous falls.
I've still got some
place
of it in some jacked up slow motion form that I'll give to you if you'd like it later.
Yeah, there is a coming around third wipeout shot that has yet to be seen by the
world.
And
also one where I chucked a ball at your face.
Yes, there is that too.
The
things we do to reach students.
Sounds like the next level preschool is coming past our podcast studio here. is it
Which
coming
tells
in?
You
they're not
don't
being,
really have a
yeah, it's
podcast
not just
studio.
Random kids screaming in the background. If you're doing it.
This is they're not chilled.
It's a feature
right now. Yeah. So, I like the cooler weather. I think. I wonder if we just pause here for a second.
I don't think it's in the thing. It won't be in there, at least.
Okay. All right.
Cool. All right.
I was going to say, since we're going to cut this little space out, I was going to say, it's not like we're the southern border. We don't have kids in cages.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Since we're removing that.
I'll look for this spike on the thing so I know where to remove it.
Well, I was thinking fall to me is like fireside time.
Yes.
You know, if you have a fire, I miss having a real fireplace.
I feel like I almost forget about fires. Like, it's so hot for so long here. I'm like,
why would you need fire?
Oh, you can make a fire outside and chill. Like, we can hang out. We can be outside.
I think that's it. We can be outside and not sweat to death.
Yeah. Well, and that's our house has a nice back porch, but we don't use it during the summer. No. So, yes, it's an opportunity to revisit the back porch to use the grill.
What is it about late summer here too that just like turns into like the desert? Like the beginning of summer is like fine, but near the end it's just like, man, am I living in Death Valley?
Like it feels like they got the dates wrong in terms of like when seasons start, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when it's like 99 degrees the first week of October, that's ridiculous.
You guys remember that band 99 Degrees?
No,
it was like a three-man boy band from
98 degrees.
98 degrees. Oh, man.
Mike Parker.
Look at you. You got it. You knew that.
Yeah, that's right.
You knew that. You probably got that tattoo on your arm, don't you? The 98 degrees. Just like, is it Nick Lachey? He's the one that was in it.
Let's not talk about it. It was a bad time.
It was a dark time in my life, y'all.
I'd like to forget.
I was in Gastonia. On. Everybody else was doing it.
Well, I tell you.
No, everybody else was getting Backstreet Boys and NSYNC tattoos. I picked the wrong one.
Everybody else was getting barbed wire tribal bands.
The barbed wire tattoo. Oh,
in the
my
words
God.
Of Robin Williams, and now we're old, it looks like a picket fence. Thus the problem.
Yeah, so what I am looking forward to, honestly, is being able to throw a fire in the fire pit. And
how do you throw fire?
It's really cool. You work it up in your hands.
He's a firebender.
And you launch it, just like Firebender.
Like, dude.
Avatar, if you guys ever
watch
Avatar.
I'm from that wicked tribe of firebenders.
Clay's a witch, guys, by the way.
So if the beer episode didn't throw anybody off.
There you go. The fact that I could do firebending.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I have the fire woo.
Mm-hmm. The fire woo. We need that more woo woo for woo. Sure.
I got the Ric Flair woo.
Have you not seen? The there's a show out, Woo Assassin. Have you not watched that?
All I can think of is like W-O-O, like wooing someone. No. I'm like, woo assassin.
W-U. W-U.
Woo. I mean, I figured.
The woo like, assassin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the is a fire woo, and he can light things on fire. But that would be how you throw fire in the fire pit.
Okay, cool. Neato.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Sidebar. I have not learned this skill.
I can't wait to have a fire in the fire pit to get the season
going.
Look,
bro, if you can throw fire in there, you do it.
You can't. Look, if you take that fire log, light it on fire, and toss it in there, you threw fire in there.
Yeah. You were going to be invited.
Yeah. Brad is going to be alone all winter and fall.
And I had some.
Yeah, I'm a five. I'll be right.
I had some really nice Padron cigars. Well, I still have some really nice Padron cigars. And
as I told you, the expense would be lost on me.
Yeah, yeah. So, in the words of Seinfeld, no soup for you.
I'll take Brad's.
No cigar for you. No fire.
I mean, I'll smoke your cigar, but dude. I will not be able to tell you, oh, I can taste the level of quality. And like, nah,
look, you just said my magic fall word, though. My de-stressor is soup. I mentioned it on the last podcast, but.
Oh, I was going to say cigar.
Soup in cold weather. Like last year, me and my buddies, we'd just go on the porch when it was like snowing outside and take two bites of our soup just so we could feel soup in the cold.
Well, I will say I wasn't feeling well on Monday. I went home and like crashed for 3 hours in the middle of the day. Shelly came home and she was like, are you hungry? I was like, I could eat. And she's like, well, what do you want? I was like, tomato soup and grilled cheese.
Give me that soup. Give me that soup.
I'm telling you, it's like something about it.
There's a thing going around on Red Dead. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption online a lot lately. And you have a camp and you can make like a stew for your camp, for your posse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we make the stew. And there's a thing going on online where these guys get together, like big groups of people, and they get their bowls of stew, and then they just walk across the map together, holding. It's so weird. But people have, like, videos of these people, just, like, big herds of people walking across the map with bowls of stew.
We are the knights of the stew.
That's it. But I'm with you on the kind of stew chili. I was pulling up I have a recipe app. One TSP. I don't know where you guys store
one
all
TSP.
Your... One TSP. Yes, one teaspoon.
Not one teaspoon.
Because I've gone out and started looking because it was fall. I'm like, I need soup recipes, but I'm also doing low carb, so I need like low carb soup recipes.
So not potato soups.
No, so I have like best Thai chicken coconut soup. I got a chicken avocado
chicken
lime.
I found that like, you know, the tortilla soups and stuff like that, they're like thinner kind of. I didn't discover those until like later in life. I feel like Michelle introduced me to this. I'm starting to love those kind
of
soups.
Oh, you've been more of like a chowder kind of thick.
Well, I mean, I knew like the normal stuff, like chicken noodle and like vegetable. So like stuff that was just like different. I just didn't like Southwestern soups and stuff like that. Like all those. Michelle eats soups and stuff that you put like Greek yogurt in. Like all that's like new to me. But they've got like Ukrainian Polish in their family, so they eat borscht, which is really weird.
Borscht?
It's like pink cabbage soup or something.
I just love all soups.
Borscht.
I could eat soup year round, but my wife's not a soup fan.
Except when I'm sweating.
Well, yeah, I probably don't want it as much in the summer, but definitely fall and winter, I want some soup. I want some soup. Like day before yesterday, I had Thai coconut soup.
That's one of the reasons I like Thai food, because I've always been, I like the flavor of coconut, but I hate the texture of it. And so I like Thai food because it's like you get coconut flavors in a lot of things.
Absolutely, yeah.
But without having to eat shredded coconut.
Yeah, I guess shredded coconut's a little, that can be a little rough.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan.
But coconut cream, coconut milk, which is used in a lot of Thai cooking.
I love the flavor. Cool.
That's good.
Down with that.
That's good. Yeah, and like that soup that we had on the men's weekend, Zuppa Toscano.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
that was pretty good. Yeah.
No, that's not light on the carbs. That that is a potato.
We needed it that week.
I eat a low carb version of that. So instead of the potatoes, you use
cauliflower.
Well, it could be a chaffle, but you use cauliflower instead of the potatoes.
I'm like, I got this new keto soup. It's called soggy chaffle soup.
Hey,
all
hey.
The rage.
Hey, how many members do you have in your chaffle cult? That's the real question.
Hey, I'm winning people over.
Clay is going to open a restaurant called the Soggy Chaffle.
I am winning more and more people over. I've got all kinds of chaffles. I've got savory chaffles now. I've got sweet chocolate chaffles.
Yeah, he's going to quit pasturing to make a roadside chaffle bar.
He's turning into Bubba. We got savory chaffles. We got sweet chaffles.
When are these chaffles going to be
grill a
in
chaffle,
the cafe in the morning?
You can fry that chaffle.
That's
you
it.
Can stew it.
Hey, I've got one that tastes just like white bread. Tastes like Wonder
Bread
white bread.
Bread chaffles. I got wheat bread chaffles.
I got rye bread chaffles. I got
and tell you what, chaffles. I'm going to bring some of my chaffles to that burger place that you were talking about, and I'm going to eat, you know, that burger on a chaffle.
Yeah, you're going to hand the guy at Chubb's your chaffle.
And say, can you put my burger
please,
on this?
Sir, put my burger on this chaffle.
Here, I brought some bread for you to put your burger on. And that's going to go over really
He's
well.
Not going to call it bread. I won't allow it. I will not stand by.
I brought my own bread.
I will not stand by for that.
Oh, it's good, man. You gotta join the chaffle cult, man.
Look, admittedly, there are probably a few cults I could fall prey to. The chaffle cult is not it.
Yes. Well, I the other part.
I'm not saying I would never try it, but I'm not joining the cult.
Well, the other cult following that I've fallen into is the air fryer cult.
Uh oh.
I am in that now.
Cult of the air fryer.
Dude.
Instead of the airbender, now it's the air fryer.
I have made all kinds of things in this air fryer.
Maybe that's what the airbender was actually about.
I did.
We harnessed the power of the airbender. It is called the air fryer.
It is. It's like the combination of the firebender and the airbender. But you can do wings in them, and they come out. They're just like wings that have been deep fried.
I mean, if it gets me closer to wings faster,
Well, they're not faster. It takes 25 minutes to get wings out of it, which in a deep fryer takes 10. Although my wife reminded me that it takes 10 minutes for the deep fryer to warm up. So really it's 20. So it's about the same.
Okay. Well, whatever.
But man, you can throw Brussels sprouts in this thing. You know? So you get like this charred up kind of crispy Brussels sprout. And I've done cauliflower in it.
Brad looks
I've
so excited about
broccoli.
Brussels sprouts.
I mean, hey, look, my eyes have been opened recently. Within the last couple of months, I've actually had Brussels sprouts a couple of times in different places that I was like,
okay,
this is enjoyable.
Might happen.
I did low-carb cheese sticks in it. You could go with that.
Brad's face
right now. Low-carb, you know, mozzarella, fried mozzarella cheese sticks. It's really good.
You roll them in chaffles and then
you know, there's.
It is kind of similar to chaffle.
Get a chaffle, crush up the chaffle.
Well, I mean, some of the same ingredients. You got egg, you got a little almond flour, you know, and you got cheese. It's just basically a chaffle. Except I also crunch up pork rinds, and that becomes the crunchy part.
I
did a low carb onion ring in it.
I just see
one
like
onion ring.
Just one onion ring. One onion ring.
Anybody with any Italian heritage right now is just they've turned it off. It's just I can't listen to this anymore.
Yep, it works.
I feel like half of my meals now are like shakes. I'm like converted over to like taking a lot of like
liquid diet.
Liquid diet, yeah. Blender bottle. Half the day is like a blender bottle.
Do you do shakes or do you do juicing?
I do shakes.
Juicy shakes?
Well, I do like supplements, so I'm like I have like a protein nutrient thing that I have, and then I take some creatine and then some other stuff and some other testosterone and hit. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Unleash the beast.
I just didn't know if you also did the juicing thing.
No.
Like a juicer.
I did at one point. We bought a juicer and everything, but
You
got
to clarify after he mentions testosterone. You start throwing around the word
juicing.
I'm on cycles, by the way. No, I just got really worried about losing all that fiber, you know, because you lose quite a bit when you juice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like it. I eat a lot of vegetables. I eat like a big bowl of vegetables every day and then some supplements mostly. And then every once in a while, I eat a whole chicken. Like yesterday, I ate like a whole chicken.
Brad eats a lot of vegetables too.
There's this weird silence there.
I think he's allergic to vegetables, actually.
I was just waiting on you to fill that. Like how are you planning on...
clarifier.
Yeah. I was going to come back with Brad is allergic to vegetables is what I was coming back
with.
I'm not
allergic to vegetables. I don't
They just call it emotional distress.
I mean, I probably wouldn't. I'm not sure. I haven't had one in a while. Maybe I'm allergic to them.
I don't know what they do to me, honestly.
It was soon after Brad had started here or something, and we'd gone to lunch a few times, and he's like, I can't remember. I'd ordered in lunch for staff meeting or something, and he's like, hey, can we not get Panera anymore? It's like, all it is like salads. He was allergic to the salad.
I'm sorry. Panera is a restaurant made for women. I'm like, I walk into Panera and I'm like, where's the man food? Like, is there a secret men's menu?
You gonna have steak for lunch? What's going on here?
I mean, I don't know.
Hey,
like,
you know, Panera is really good.
Bread and soup.
They're sourdough loaves.
I do like
get a
soup.
Loaf of sourdough from there. Mm.
But I do like their breads, and you know, that's why I'm like, you know, I don't mind Panera for
are
breakfast.
Are you insinuating that soup and bread are women's food?
Like, if that's the only thing available, you know, it's just like, especially in the summertime. Like, I'm like, in the winter, I'm like, Renaissance Festival, pour me some soup and a bread bowl, and let's do this. But like, you know,
yeah,
in the summertime, I don't want soup and bread.
But it's so good. But Panera is so if you manage a Panera, we'll welcome gift cards. Yeah.
Yeah. This whole podcast is really about how much we'll sell out.
We are soliciting sponsorship, looking for.
Yes, you get an apple with your meal, and you can have them slice it too, so that you don't have to, like, you know, bite into an apple.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so much better when it's already sliced.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're catering to the male population there at the Panera. That's what they're doing.
I just thought that was funny. Like,
if you work for
Panera
and you'd
Panera.
Like to talk to me about marketing to men, I can help you out.
Oh, mercy. Yeah, you'd turn it into a Chubb's burger. That's what it would be.
It'd be a Big Daddy's burger. Before
you need
the
a sandwich.
It's Panera with grass-fed beef.
Panera, we also have the meats. Now, speaking of meat, have you seen the Arby's Meatoberfest lineup?
No.
Oh, now that right there, there's a company that knows how to market to a man.
Meatoberfest.
Meatoberfest. Mm,
they know how to market to.
I mean, it's October.
Early
so you got
onset
Oktoberfest.
Heart
disease. So, you know, you got Oktoberfest happening, you know, so Arby's quick to capitalize. They do have the meats.
If it don't give me heart disease, I don't want it.
I mean, you know,
they
were quick to capitalize. I'll tell you, I'm looking this up so I can tell you the three sandwiches. I had one of these.
So it's just three different sandwiches.
Yes. They have launched. It's an exclusive line.
Exclusive line.
Yes, I love that. Exclusive line of meat themed sandwiches.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Is it still just sliced meat? Oh, wait, I just pulled it up.
They have a beer braised beef, a beer cheese and double beef, and a beer cheese triple stack.
A beer cheese and double beef. It's the same thing. It's just beef.
The beer cheese and double beef is still just roast beef. The beer braised beef is actually like brisket. They have a braised beef brisket that they use for that one. The triple stack has three different meats on it. It has the roast beef, I believe the brisket, and a corned beef.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of this right now.
It is a three beef sandwich.
If you ate that, the way it looks on the page right there, that is a monstrosity of a sandwich. I'm looking at the beer cheese triple stack.
Yes, I did not have that one. I had the beer cheese and double beef.
That is still a monstrosity of a sandwich.
And for the record, my wife did as well.
Oh my gosh!
And they're all on pretzel buns.
She should have been at Panera.
Pretzel bun, man.
Do you see how big that sandwich looks?
What do you do with it?
Yeah, man.
What?
You gained 8 pounds after eating that.
Is it for your mouth?
Well, I'd lost 7 pounds filming this kickball thing. Had to get it back.
So your body is fueled by
trying to maintain my playing weight.
That's what kind of gasoline you got in your tank.
Man, that is a whole lot of meat on that bun. Is it really as big as it looks? Like they're making it, they're propping it up a little bit on TV.
I mean, always they're propping it up on TV. I mean, there's, yeah.
But was it still difficult?
I mean, it was a good size sandwich.
Did they do small, medium, large as well?
On the sandwich, no. It's, I mean, I'm pretty sure it is like,
it's just
stuck in the large category.
Large. This is just a large sandwich.
Did you guys ever have that?
If you're coming in for Meat-toberfest and asking for a small sandwich,
yes, okay.
You're missing the point and you need to go elsewhere.
Since it's been like 8 weeks, have you guys had that Popeyes sandwich yet?
No.
You know what? I think that's just fallen off the radar.
It's just gone now. It was like Beanie Babies and now it's gone.
Exactly.
Is it going to be like Beanie Babies, which means in 2 years, if you still have one, it's worth more? Like,
yeah, but then in 5 years, it's worth nothing.
My daughter actually brought that up, I think, day before yesterday. She said, hey,
are those is, worth it?
Or the chicken sandwich is back. I said, you know, I don't know.
It's because they're not out of them anymore. Now that they're not out.
Yeah, they probably went in huge production and no one's waiting in line now.
Yeah.
They all went back to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm racking up my points on my Chick-fil-A One app. That's what I'm doing.
There you go, Mr. Soggy Bun.
When we went to Chick-fil-A, which is my fault because Guitar Center was closed. But man, that was disappointing. Yeah, that's right. I don't go to Chick-fil-A very often, but. Those little nuggets were chicken tenders.
Oh, well, you got the grilled chicken nuggets. Yeah, those are disgusting, man.
Yeah. But that was a downgrade even for other restaurants. Like McDonald's has better grilled chicken than that.
Yeah, but you tried to order grilled chicken.
At a chicken place.
From a fried chicken restaurant.
Sorry. They do fried chicken, so they can't do grilled chicken well. Oh, man.
I'm just saying they've built their empire.
Yeah, on heart disease.
On MSG specifically, yeah. But...
They're using air fryers now. I'm kidding.
Those Chick-fil-A people don't like you too much. They walk into your car trying to sell you fried chicken. They must not care too much about you.
So I don't know about the Popeyes thing. I kind of want to drive by now and just go see. Is it there? Like, not that I would stop.
Yeah. What's going on over there?
I need to change my lunch appointment.
Yeah.
Can you meet me at Popeyes, actually?
I just want to see if the sandwich is there. If it is.
Inquiring minds want to know.
If they have it, it'll be 18 minutes on chicken.
It's for research.
You can't have it now.
Well, we haven't made that yet.
If you're willing to wait.
It'll be 18 minutes.
We can go ahead and cut up the chicken and then bread it. And
Welcome to Popeyes. It'll be 18 minutes on chicken.
I will admit, that Chick-fil-A, at least they did let us sit down and they brought the food to us. That was kind of. Like a restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, they do that.
Yeah.
And they're always crowded. Chick-fil-A is always crowded, man. They're wherever you go.
See, that's the nice thing about Arby's. There were like four people
there. Ain't nobody at Arby's. I'm going to say they don't have
fries
were hot. Meat-toberfest. Oh, those little curly fries.
Yeah, man, they were hot.
I can't determine if I like those things or not. Sometimes I go, ooh, I want them. And then I eat them and I go, oh, this is kind of disgusting. I don't really like it.
I actually did not finish the fries, which is...
I like the
sometimes
idea of it.
Doesn't happen.
Not consistent. Like every once in a while they're good, but
I mean,
I think maybe fresh out of the fryer they're good, but those things go bad fast. Like 45 seconds after out of the fryer, they're just not good.
I'm not crazy about the waffle fries from Chick-fil-A, honestly.
I like the waffle fry.
They taste okay, but I think I would rather if you gave me one or the other, I think I'd rather have a regular fry. Like I definitely McDonald's, I'd rather have their fries.
Well, yeah, McDonald's fries. Everybody else's fries suck. McDonald's fries, I think they lace them with crack or something.
Salt, it's, carb.
Man, it's a different kind of fry.
Bojangles is another one of those hit and miss fry places.
I've had
amazing fry
while,
experiences at Bojangles, and I have had horrifying fry experiences at Bojangles.
French fries always, and this is, makes me wonder, like, why do we eat these things? But it always comes down to, is it fresh? Or not, because if a French fry is not fresh, they're disgusting.
Yeah,
which makes me think maybe they always are disgusting. Why are we eating these things?
They don't.
Maybe it's just the hot oil that makes it okay. Yeah, for
exactly.
A while.
Yeah, they're not good fuel for sure.
You know, like you'll look at pizza, cold slice of pizza, and you eat it, and you go, I mean, it's
could
pretty
be
good.
Better,
it's
but
not
it's
bad.
Right.
Would you ever look at fries that have been sitting out?
No.
For a couple of hours.
That's why you never take them with you. Like,
especially McDonald's fries that have been sitting out for 52 weeks and they look exactly the same.
Well, yeah.
And what I love is when occasionally like certain restaurants will be like, I think Red Robin does this, all you can eat fries. I'm like, why is that supposed to be exciting?
Yeah.
That won't be very many.
I can, all the fries I can eat.
Hey, man, I'll tell you, one of the first things I learned in weight loss is to change my mentality of like trying to get my best bang for the buck. I realized that I was doing that everywhere I went. Yeah. Everywhere I'm like, oh, I need to get the most food for the right amount of money. Yeah. And like that was ruining me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, I made something in my air fryer that's related. Because I can't have potatoes or whatever. So I made french fries.
You choose not to have potatoes.
Out of a jicama root. So they're jicama fries.
Jicama fries.
Mm-hmm. Jicama fries. Say that 12 times.
Jicama.
That's what I say every time the waiter comes. Jicama fries.
Jicama fries.
Jicama fries.
We got the Gastonia moment in there. There right is. Here at the end, it slid in. Yeah. Come on.
It took 1 hour. 1 hour for you to do that.
Fat boy exclamations, volume 37. Jicama fries.
Oh, well, I don't know. We have sat here and just talked about nothing for an hour.
Yeah.
This is kind of unbelievable.
I heard that the podcast got serious when you switched guests, so I had to bring back the
the
lack of content.
Maybe we need to have another guest or something.
Yeah.
People have been saying, when are we going to let the females on the staff on a podcast?
I was just chatting with them, trying to like maybe see if we could schedule something for them to do, but
I don't know. Like, what do girls want to talk about?
We can find out.
What a girl's want.
I could just set them up. I will set them up in this room and kick.
I will tell you, it's so different. I walked into one of the offices where two of our ladies were working. I just kind of said, hey, real quick, fall, how do you chill out? And nothing. It's like, ooh, a blanket and a book and a glass of tea. And I said, well, then you're not on the podcast.
Guys, we're about to start an office war.
No. We. Yeah. Remove we. Yeah. The key to this is just every Clay time this subject comes up, you and I get quiet and we let Clay hang himself.
You just let me keep talking. Because the other lady in the office, when I said, what do you do to relax in the fall? She just looked at me and there was like cricket sound. Like, I guess you don't chill.
She was
you
like,
don't
not
relax.
Listen to your podcast.
Hashtag.
Is
no
it
chill.
Not listen? I ain't listening to that cheese factor. All done with that. Mm. Yeah. My wife has a hard time relaxing too. So, well, guys, I think we have just wasted an hour of people's time here.
Yeah, I hope we wasted a good hour.
Hopefully,
of your time.
We've allowed you to chill.
Yes.
That's what we're after here.
That's it. We hope your
nice,
commute,
relaxing hour.
We hope Brad's voice
with
was
the next level staff podcast.
Yeah. We hope your commute as you've been listening.
Join us next week for episode 9.
Maybe by now I've finished the music bed, so there'll be nice music coming in right here as we're dismissing and saying bye.
Yes. On episode 9, as we explore aromatherapy and essential oils.
There we go. We better get off of this. So thanks, guys, for paying attention this long. We're glad we're able to do this. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Later.